Swally Rovers manager Gerry Crossan. Gerry, a difficult afternoon.
Yeah, very, very tough, challenging day at the office. And when you play Cock Hill, you have to be at the top of your game, and we weren't anywhere near that today. So we got what we deserved, a very comprehensive beating off probably the favourites for the league again. So
yeah, and listen, got off to a poor start as well, conceding a goal after only 3 minutes.
Yep, exactly what we said to them in the changing room not to do, but two or three basic errors made in the build-up to that goal, they score, and, you know, changes the dynamic of the game. Yeah. We're 1-0 down within 5 minutes, and, of course, it's back to the wall stuff again. But
yeah. Well, listen, by half-time then, Gerry, it was 4-0 to Cock Hill Celtic. I thought maybe that was a wee bit tough on Swilly, because two of those goals came towards just before half-time, and Swilly had chances as well in that first half.
Yeah, look, this is what class teams do. They punish you for any individual errors. I think out of their first four goals, three of them were individual errors, defensive lapses. And then, take that into consideration, we missed two gilt-edged chances that you would be wanting to take it under 12s, never mind senior football. So, a bit disappointing. The scoreline didn't reflect the game at half-time, but they're a slick, you know, team, and they put the when they get a chance, they put it in the back of the net, and invariably that's what they did in the first half. Yeah.
There were some good individual performances from your team, Gerry, and hopefully you can take positives out of this day. It was a difficult afternoon, but, you know, I mean, it's a long season ahead, and you can move on from here.
Well, I'll be frank, I don't know if there was too many individual performances I can be happy with. I've said to them in the changing room, collectively and individually, we need to find at least another level if we want to be competing in this league. Yeah, there was a few that did okay overall. The second half, you know, we did better and we competed more. But, you know, the guys have to look at themselves and ask themselves, yeah, that's a tough benchmark. Cock Hill will beat most teams this season, but still, no, too many of them weren't good enough today, okay, individually and collectively. So we've got a lot of work to do, but we know that and we're happy with that. We're clear in our own head what the work and what the agenda is, and we will move forward, and we're not downbeat. But, you know, you might as well call it as it is. Today, they were another level, at least above us, and, you know, not too many of our players come off the pitch with their reputations in hands. Maybe one or two, but that would be about it. Okay.